Good morning.
早上好。
As we come to look in the Word of God,
当我们来到这里，我们读主的话。
There's one principle that is absolutely indispensable.
在这里有一个非常必要的一个原则。
Many things are helpful when we study the Bible.
当我们研读圣经的时候，有很多对我们是有帮助的。
But there's only one thing that's indispensable.
但是只有一件事情是不可或少的。
That's total reliance on God's Holy Spirit.
就是我们要完全的依靠神的圣灵。
It's God's book, and only God can reveal God.
这是神他自己的书卷，只有神能够启示神。
Before we pray together, I want to share a verse from Psalm 81.
当我祷告以前，我们先来一起读诗篇81篇。
It's very simple. Verse 10, open your mouth wide and I will fill it.
非常简单，就是诗篇81篇。
Is that a promise from God? Open your mouth wide and I'll fill it.
就说你要把你的嘴打开，张开，我就来充满它。这是不是神的应许呢？
Or is it an invitation? Open your mouth wide and I'll fill it.
还是对我们来说是一个邀请，你要张开你的口，我就来充满它。
Or is it a challenge? Is he saying, see if you can open your mouth wider than I can fill it?
还是对我们来说是一项挑战，他问我们，你们看能不能把你们的嘴张得更大一点，我看我能不能来充满。
Or is it a command?Open your mouth wide, that's my will, and I will fill it.
还是他给我们的一个命令，就说你们要大大的张口，看我能不能来充满它。
I believe it's God's will that we expect the Lord to speak to us.
我想神的旨意是要让我们来期望他能向我们说话。
And whether it's a promise or an invitation or a challenge, let's open our mouths, our hearts wide to the Lord.
无论是给我们的一个邀请或者一项挑战或者是一个应许，我们来一起来大大张口，把我们的心也来张开。
Let's pray together, please.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much this morning that we could gather together.
亲爱的天父，我们特别的感谢你，因为你召聚我们。
And now we trust your Holy Spirit to turn the eyes of our faith unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也信靠圣灵能够把我们信心的眼睛来转向我们的主耶稣。
Enable us to open our mouths wide so that you might fill us.
让我们能够大大的张口，你就充满我们。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Well, I'm very thankful and blessed to be able to be with you this year.
我实在感谢神，也觉得很蒙祝福，能今天和你们同在。
My heart is very full. We've been praying that the Lord would manifest himself this weekend.
我的心里面满满的，因为我们一直在祷告神能够今天能够来启示他的自己。
My wife Lillian wishes to express regrets that she could not join us this year.
我的妻子要想跟你们说，她很遗憾她不能来到这里。
But she promised me that she would be praying for us as we gathered.
但是她答应我，当我们聚集的时候，她会为我们祈祷。
Let me share the burden that I believe the Lord has put on my heart for this weekend.
我想先把主在这个周末给我的负担来和你们交通出来。
It's summarized in Romans chapter 7 and verse 4.
是在罗马书七章第四节里面有可以做出一个总结。
Therefore, my brethren, you were also made to die to the law,through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit unto God.
罗马书七章四节，我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。
It's a marvelous verse. We are dead, we are married, and we bring forth fruit.
这是一个很奇妙的章节，说到我们已经死了，但是我们又来 复活和他联合，我们这样可以结果子。
We're dead and we're married to him who was raised from the dead.
我们虽然死了，但是我们却与那死，让我们与那死里复活的人联合了。
That we might bring forth fruit unto God.
让我们可以结果子来给神。
There are many ways to express the Christian experience.
有很多的方式可以来描述作为基督徒的经历。
Some call it a heavenly life, some call it the abundant life.
有人说这是一个属天的生命，有人说是一个丰盛的生命。
I've heard it called the victorious life, the life hid with Christ in God.
也有人说是一个得胜的生命，是与基督一起藏在神里面的生命。
The deeper life, the higher life, the exchange life.
更深的生命，更高的生命，或者是一个完全转变了的生命。
The surrendered life, the life filled with the Spirit.
或者说是一个已经降服的一个生命，一个充满了圣灵的生命。
It really doesn't matter what we call it if we have the reality.
如果我们有这样的实际的话，你怎么叫它都没有关系。
For these mornings, I'd like to refer to it.As the resurrection life.
今天早晨，我想称它为复活的生命。
Romans 7:4 speaks about intimate union with the risen Lord.
在罗马书第七章第四节讲到我们与主这样一个亲密的联合。
Every morning, as God graces us, I would like to look at a different illustration of resurrected life.
在主如果他给我们恩典的话，每个早晨我们想看不同的方面，在这个复活的生命上面。
I will try to keep in my heart and express those two things from Romans chapter 7 verse 4.
我想在我的心里面，我要保持记住这在罗马书七章四节里面的两个方面。
Intimate union with Jesus.And the fruit that comes from that intimate union.
第一是与耶稣紧密的联合，第二是由此来结出的果子。
You know the great chapter on resurrection is 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
你知道讲到这个复活的这一个伟大的章节是在哥林多前书十五章。
That's a chapter of the open tomb.
那就是讲到一个开了的墓的那个章节。
Chapter 16 follows chapter 15. That's not too deep.
16章紧接着就是15章，好像不是那么深奥。
And chapter 16:9 says, A wide door for effective service is open to me, and there are many adversaries.
到了16章第9节，这里讲到，因为有宽大又有功效的门为我开了，并且反对的人也多。
Chapter 15 is the open tomb.
15章讲到一个开了的一个坟墓。
Chapter 16 is the open door.
16章就讲到一个开的门。
Resurrection always produces ministry.
复活总是来带来侍奉。
Now, before I get to the stories that I'd like to share with you from the gospel,
我想在讲这个福音书里面的故事以前,
there are three basic observations that I want to make so that we're all beginning on the same page.
我想我要在这里要讲到三个例子，让我们都可以在同一个起点线上面。
I think this will prepare our hearts So that we're all moving together.
这样就可以预备我们的心，让我们一起往前行。
The first is very simple. I believe these stories are primarily addressed to Christians.
第一点，我认为这些故事都是来给基督徒来讲的。
The Holy Spirit wrote the Bible, so it's equally applicable to anybody, but for these mornings, to Christians.
圣灵在写圣经的时候是对于任何人都适用的，但是我们今这几个早晨，我们是要来对于基督徒来而言的。
Now these are only illustrations, they're only pictures.
这只是一些例子，只是一些图画。
Every picture falls short of the reality.
任何一个图画，无论如何，都是达不到，赶不上这个实际的。
The reality is always greater than the picture.
这个实际总是要比这个图画更丰富。
We're going to be talking about when Jesus raised the only son of the widow of Nain.
我们要讲到耶稣他让这个拿因的这个寡妇的唯一的儿子把他从死里让他拯救出来。
We're going to be speaking about when our Lord Jesus raised the only daughter of Jairus.
我们也会提到我们的主来救这个雅鲁的唯一的一个女儿。
We'll be sharing as our Lord Jesus raised the only brother of Mary and Martha, Lazarus.
我们也会提到我们主来救马大和玛利亚的唯一的一个兄弟拉撒路。
1 Corinthians 15:53 says, This perishable must put on the imperishable, this mortal must put on immortality.
哥林多前书15章53节这里讲到这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的这必死的总要变成不死的。
I told you every picture breaks down.
我跟你们讲过每一个图画都有它不足的地方。
The son of the widow of Nain did not rise with an immortal body.
那个拿因的寡妇的儿子他没有复活是带着不朽坏的身体。
She died again.
他后来又死了。
The daughter of Jairus did not rise with an immortal body.
雅鲁的女儿也没有带着不朽坏的身体而复活。
She died again.
他后来也死了。
And the same was true of Lazarus.
对于拉撒路而言也是一样。
We believe that everyone Jesus raised from the dead was already a Christian before they died.
我们认为耶稣从死里救活过来的那些人在他们死以前他们都已经是基督徒了。
One reason we believe that is because if they were unsaved when they died,
我们这样相信的原因是如果他们在他们死以前他们还没有得救的话
It might give someone the idea that there's a second chance after death to be saved.
这样就会给人一个错觉，他们认为他们会有一个第二次的机会，他们可以让他们得救。
And the Bible says there's no second chance after death.
但是圣经里面讲到你死后就再也没有机会了。
Luke chapter 16 verse 26 describes a great chasm.Between those who are saved and those who are lost.
路加福音16章26节那里讲到在那些得救的和没有得救之间的一个鸿沟。
Dying time is fixing time. There's no chance after death.
在你死的那一刻就定下来了，没有第二次的机会。
So we'll be addressing Christians.
所以我们在这里是向着基督徒来说话。
There's a second simple observation that I want to lay before you before we begin.
我们开始以前还有第二点我想来跟你们来讲出来。
Romans chapter 7 verse 4 again, it says, Therefore, my brethren, you were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order to bring forth fruit unto God.
罗马书七章四节这里讲到，我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。
It begins with death. It moves to marriage with him who was raised from the dead. And it ends with fruit.
在这里是以死亡为起头，然后就进展到与那个从死里复活的联姻，然后再讲到我们结果子给神。
Here is the observation.
这里就是我们的观点。
It begins with death.
它是由死起头。
Death is not the goal, it's the starting point.
死亡并不是一个目的，而是一个起点。
Many Christians make death the goal.
很多基督徒把死当作他们的目标。
I know Christians who are driving themselves crazy trying to die to self.
有些基督徒他们在那里试着不要命的要想向着自己死。
That took place 2,000 years ago when we died with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这件事已经在2000年就已经发生了，当我们与主耶稣一起死的时候。
I understand the struggle because I went through it.
我理解中间的挣扎，因为我自己也经历了这个挣扎。
Always out in the future, someday I'll be dead to self.Someday I'll be surrendered to the Lord.
在远远的将来，有一天我会向自己死，我会向主来降服。
I don't want to spend a lot of time on this point, but let me share two verses.
我不想在这上面花很多的时间，我只是来分享两处的圣经。
Actually, it's four verses, but two sections.
两处圣经有四节。
Romans chapter 6 verses 6 to 8.
罗马书六章六到八节。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. He who died is free from sin. Now we've died with Christ. We believe we will also live with him.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉死之架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
And then the same chapter, verse 11.
然后十一节。
Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
So we're not going to spend a lot of time. We want to start with resurrection, not death.
我们不想在死这件事上花很多的时间，我们是想在复活的上面来作为我们的开始。
There's one final observation and then we'll get into the meat of it.
最后再有一点，然后我们就进到我们的内容里面。
I don't want anyone to be confused when I speak of the resurrection life. I want to tell you exactly what I mean.
当我讲到复活的生命，我不愿意任何人有一个糊涂的概念，我想精确的跟你们讲我是什么意思。
The resurrected life is the life of the risen one living in you.
复活的生命就是讲到那个复活的那一位在你里面活着。
The life of the resurrection life is the life of the risen one living in me.
复活的生命就是那个复活者在我里面而活。
As once he died as our substitute.
因为他为了我们死一次作为我们的代替。
He now lives as our substitute.
他现在也作为我们的代替而活。
I live next door to my son and his family.
我和我的儿子和他的一家，我们是邻居。
They have three little children and they were very excited that I see the tree that they decorated.
他们非常开心，当我看见他们在那里装饰的那圣诞树。
Each one was pointing to a different ornament.
每一个人都指着它里面的一件装饰。
I hung that ball, I hung that light, I hung that candy cane.
说一个说我是挂的那个球，我挂的那个灯，我挂的那个糖棍。
There was tinsel and little angels and snowmen.
有小天使，有小雪人。
But the tree was dead. It was cut off at the bottom.
但是那棵树却是死的，因为它在底下，它被切断了。
It was a Christmas tree.
是一个圣诞树。
I think there are Christmas tree Christians.
我想有一些可以像称为圣诞树的基督徒。
And they hang decorations, Bible study, prayer.Fellowship.
他们上面挂了各样的装饰，有读经，有祷告，也有来交通。
They want their tree to look good, so they have spiritual disciplines hanging on all the branches.
他们愿意他们的树看起来很好，所以他们也有属灵的一些管教。
Devotions and stewardship and mission.
在那里有有做管家的，也有做出去传道的。
This weekend, I believe the Lord wants to show us the difference between a Christmas tree Christian and a fruit tree Christian.
我想这个周末主要让我们看见圣诞树的基督徒和结果子的基督徒的区别。
A fruit tree Christian also is attractive.
果树基督徒也是看起来很吸引人的。
But it's life. It's life.
但是它是生命，充满了生命。
So with that as background, number one, it's for Christians. Number two, death is the starting point. And number three, the resurrection is Christ living in me.
这就是我们今天要讲的三点。第一点是向着基督徒而言，第二，死亡只是一个起点，第三点，这个复活的生命是讲到复活者活在我们里面。
When my heart decided to look at resurrection and the truth of resurrection,
当我的心来想看复活和复活的这个真理这件事情。
It was rather difficult to know where to begin because the Bible is full of resurrection illustrations.
很难让我找到一个开始的地方，因为圣经里面充满了复活的这个例子。
In the Old Testament, you know, in 1 Kings 17, God used Elijah to raise the widow's son.
你知道在旧约在列王记上17章那里讲到以利亚来救活了那个寡妇的儿子。
And Elisha in 2 Kings 4 raised the Shunammite's son.
在列王记下里面讲到以利沙他也要让苏念妇人的儿子来救活了。
And you remember in 2 Kings 14, the Moabite soldier was thrown into a cave and hit Elisha's bones and came to life.
在列王记下14章你知道那些摩亚兵丁的他们的尸体被扔到以利沙的坟墓里面他们就活过来了。
Ezekiel 37 gives a vision of a dry bones.
以西结那里就讲到枯干的骸骨。
They're all illustrations of life, resurrection.
这些都讲到这个复活的生命的一个例子。
In addition to the three we're going to look at this week, there were many others in the New Testament.
我们这个周末要看三个例子，但是在这以外还有很多很多的例子。
When Jesus sent the 12 out, you remember he said, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead.
你记得当耶稣差遣他十二个门徒出去的时候他说你们是要使大麻风洁净使人从死里复活。
You remember when our Lord Jesus rose from the dead, many saints appeared, they rose from the dead.
你记得当主从死里复活的时候有很多的圣徒他们从坟墓里出来复活过来。
And in the book of Acts, we have Dorcas and Eutychus, the man that fell out the window. You remember that story?
在使徒行传讲到尤推古和多加他们从死里复活。
All stories of life, and he told parables, seed parables, the parable of the sower and a seed growing secretly and so on.
这里讲到，而且讲到很多的预言，主讲到很多的，就是有关种子这些种下的这个种子的这些预言。
We'll begin with the story of Nain.
我们来从拿因的故事来讲起。
I'm going to tell these stories in the order in which our Lord Jesus did the miracles.
我是按照主行这些神迹的这个次序来讲这些故事。
I think there's a progress in the truth of resurrection life moving from one miracle to the next.
我想在这个故事里面一个接一个都有你看到里面这些进展有这样的一个真理。
Please follow along. I'm going to take time just to read the record.
我只是在这里要读，请你来跟着我来读。
Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 17.
在路加福音七章十一到十七节。
Soon afterward, he went to a city called Nain, and his disciples were going along with him, accompanied by a large crowd.Now, as he approached the gate of the city, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a sizable crowd from the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her, and he said to her, "Do not weep." And he came up and touched the coffin, and the bearers came to a halt.And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him back to his mother. Fear gripped them all, and they began glorifying God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." This report concerning him went out all over Judea and in all the surrounding districts.
路加福音七章十一到十七节，过了不多时，耶稣往一座城去，这城名叫拿因，他的门徒和极多的人与他同行。将近城门，有一个死人被抬出来，这人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇。有城里的许多人同着寡妇送殡，主看见那寡妇就怜悯他，对他说，不要哭。于是近前按着杠，抬的人就站住了。耶稣说，少年人，我吩咐你起来。那死人就坐起，并且说话。耶稣便把他交给他母亲，众人都惊奇归荣耀与神，说有大先知在我们中间兴起了，又说神眷顾了他的百姓，他这事的风声就传遍了犹太和周围的地方。
This is an amazing miracle. I'm surprised at how simple the language is that told the story.
这实在是一个奇妙的一个故事，我当我看见这简单的这些词就把这件故事讲出来，我觉得很惊奇。
Most commentators believe our Lord Jesus performed at least 35 miracles.
很多读经的人都相信我们主做了起码35件的神迹。
But this one's different.
这件事好像有点不一样。
This miracle of raising the dead had not occurred for 900 years.
这件让死人从死里复活这件事情有900年都没有发生过了。
And the record, it's told in such a matter-of-fact way.
这件事就好像就是一个平铺直叙的就被讲了出来。
Having a dead man after it hadn't been done sit up,It was amazing.
看见一个死人好像他就这样坐起来，从来没有发生过的这件事情，实在让我们惊讶。
Because this is the first miracle of raising the dead that our Lord Jesus did.
因着这是我们主第一次来行这一个让人从死里复活的神迹。
The principles of resurrection life are all fundamental principles.
这个复活的生命的这些原则都是一些最基要的一些原则。
It's the ABCs, elementary.
就好像是你在这个小学学 ABC 一样。
It all begins here every time anyone enters into resurrection life, these things will take place.
任何人当你进到复活的生命，这就是一个起点，这个事情就要发生。
For those of you who follow logical progression, I'd like to name four principles of resurrection life illustrated in this story.
我想如果你们对这个逻辑的进展有兴趣的话，我在这里讲到跟你们讲举例讲到四个有关复活生命的原则。
They're all simple and they're all wonderful.
他们都很简单但是又很奇妙。
The first principle can be stated in these words.
第一个原则可以这样来讲。
Resurrection life is always by pure grace.
复活的生命总是要靠着完全的恩典。
God is the initiator.
我们神是做起头的。
That's true in nature and that's true in grace. In the beginning, God.
无论是在自然界还是在他的恩典里面都是真实的。在起初神。
One illustration of that in this story,is there's not a word about faith in this entire story.
在这个例子里面就讲到这个整个的故事里面没有一个词来讲到信心。
Now as we go to the Jairus story and the Lazarus story, there'll be a lot about faith.
当我们讲到雅鲁的故事讲到拉撒路的故事有很多关于信心的。
In this miracle, as far as the record goes, nobody prayed.
但是在这件神迹上根据记载没有人祷告。
Nobody asked Jesus to come.
没有人请耶稣来。
None of his disciples solicited on the behalf of the widow.
他的门徒也没有为这个寡妇来求情。
He didn't say to this widow as he said to Martha,If you believe, you'll see the glory of God.
他没有像对马大那样讲的，如果你信，你就会看见神的荣耀。
The centurion came to Jesus for his servant.
那个百夫长来到耶稣的面前，为着他的仆人。
The ruler came to Jesus for his son.
那个大官为了他的儿子来到主的面前。
Jairus came to Jesus for his daughter.
雅鲁也是为了他的女儿来到耶稣面前。
Four friends brought their paralytic friend to Jesus.
有四个人把他们的瘫痪的朋友来带到耶稣面前。
But in this miracle, Jesus just decided to show up.
在这件神迹的里面，耶稣他决定他就来出现了。
That's the beginning of the resurrection life when Jesus shows up.
当主耶稣出现的时候就是我们复活生命的起头。
The last place we read that Jesus was before this miracle is in chapter 7:1. He was in Capernaum.
在这件神迹发生以前主在的这个最后一个地方是加百农。
That was about 25 miles from Nain.
大概离拿因这个地方有25英里。
This miracle put Nain on the Bible map.
这个故事就把拿因这个地方放在圣经的地图上面。
He came 25 miles on purpose just to do this miracle.
他行了25英里的路只是为了做这件事情。
Later we'll see faith, but now it's all grace.
接下来我们会看见信心，但是这里只是讲到恩典。
He wants us to know that it's not faith that gives us resurrection life. It's Jesus.
他要让我们认识到不是我们的信心带给我们复活的生命，而是耶稣。
This was not, clearly, not the faith of the dead man. He couldn't believe.
当然肯定不是像不是那个死人的信心，因为他不可能信。
Wasn't the faith of his mother.
是不是他母亲的信心？也不是。
Wasn't the faith of the mourners.
也不是这些哀哭人的信心。
Wasn't the faith of the pallbearers.
也不是这些抬棺的这些人的信心。
Wasn't the faith of the crowd that followed.
也不是 那些跟着他们的众人的信心。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, the single hope, the only hope for resurrection life is that Jesus will show up.
主里的弟兄姊妹，我们唯一的这一个盼望，就是我们得到复活的生命的唯一的盼望，就是主耶稣他来出现。
I've heard people say, the Christian life is easy.
有人说，基督徒的生命很容易。
They know nothing about the Christian life.
他们对基督徒的生命一点也不了解。
I've heard Christians say the Christian life is hard.
我听有人说基督徒的生活很困难，很难。
They know nothing about the Christian life.
他们也对基督徒的生活一点都不了解。
The Christian life is not easy and it's not hard. It's impossible.
基督徒的生命，生活不容易，也不难，而是完全不可能。
That's why we need a miracle.
这就是我们为什么需要有神迹的这个原因。
That's what it's all about, that he comes to do a miracle.
这就是他所包含的一切，就是要让他来行一件神迹。
Let me give a second principle illustrated here.
我再给你们讲这个里面这个例子讲到的第二个原则。
Chapter 7, verse 13,When the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her, and he said to her, Do not weep.
来到第三节这一讲，主看见那寡妇，就怜悯她，对她说，不要哭。
It's not only by the pure grace of God, but it's by the compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不仅仅是凭着我们主神的恩典，而且也是靠着主耶稣的怜悯。
Luke 7, verse 12 says, As he approached the gate of the city, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a sizable crowd from the city was with her.
12节讲到将近城门有一个死人被抬出来，这人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，有城里的许多人同着寡妇送病。
God spells out her grief in So few words.
神就用简单的几个字就让我们看见这个寡妇的痛心。
We just sort of read, la la la, she was a widow.
我们只是在这里读到说她是一个寡妇。
I've met many widows, but I've had a hard time identifying with their sorrow.
我遇见过很多的寡妇，但是我要让我来认同跟他们的经历，对我来说是很不容易的。
One day I was talking to a widow, and I was trying to enter in, and she said, "My husband was my head. I just lost my head."
有一天，我和一个寡妇在交谈，我想在安慰她，但是她说，我的丈夫是我的头，我。刚刚失去了我的头。
I was reading the book of Lamentations and the Lord took me forward in the sorrow that a widow feels.
我在读耶利米哀歌的时候，主就让我看见寡妇他们的伤痛。
You remember in Lamentations, that's a book really on sorrow and grief and the broken heart of our Lord.
你知道耶利米哀歌讲到这个痛苦痛伤心和我们主他的心都碎了。
Listen to Lamentations chapter 1 verse 4. The roads of Zion are in mourning because no one comes to the appointed feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests are groaning. Her virgins are afflicted. She herself is bitter.
耶利米哀歌一章四节，西安的路径因无人来守圣洁就悲伤，他的城门凄凉，他的祭司叹息，他的处女受艰难，自己也愁苦。
Now of course, in that captivity, it was because they had sinned.
当然他们在被掳的时候，那个是因为他们犯了罪。
But listen to the description of the agony.
但是你在这里来听他们的伤痛。
Lamentations 5, beginning at verse 15.
耶利米哀歌五章十五节。
The joy of our hearts has ceased.Our dancing has been turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, we've sinned. Because of this, our heart is faint. Because of these things, our eyes are dim.
十五节，我们心中的快乐止息，跳舞变为悲哀。冠冕从我们的头上落下。我们犯罪了，我们有祸了。这些事，我们心里发昏，我们的眼睛昏花。
Now, why am I telling you about the sorrow in Lamentations?
我为什么要向你们讲在耶利米哀歌里面提到的这些伤痛呢？
Because God wants us to enter in to that sorrow.
因为神要让我们进入到这个痛苦的里面。
But he doesn't picture it with a broken bone.
但是他用这个折碎的这个骨头来。
He doesn't picture it with a disappointed hope.
哦，他没有用一个让人没有指望的一个希望来描述。
He doesn't picture it with a severe and chronic disease.
他也没有用一个很严重的一个慢性病来做比喻。
To picture sorrow, he doesn't use torture.
他也没有用折磨来做例子。
We're only one verse deep. In Lamentations, and we read these words.
当我们在读这些词的时候，我们只读一处一节就够了。
How lonely sits the city that was full of people, she has become like a widow.
就在这里讲到这以前满了人的这个城就变成了一个寡妇一样。
The sorrow in Lamentations.God could find no greater illustration than the heart of a widow.
在耶利米哀歌里面讲到这个伤痛，主没有用一个比寡妇更以外的词来描述它了。
Add to that fact, Luke 7 verse 12.
在加到这个实际上面讲到路加福音七章十二节。
Now as he approached the gate of the city,A dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a sizable crowd from the city was with her.
路加福音七章十二节，这里讲到将近城门有一个死人被抬出来，这人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，有城里的许多人同着寡妇送病。
She's not only a widow, she's carrying her only son.To the cemetery.
他不仅是一个寡妇，而且他也是抬着他的独子到坟墓里去。
In Luke chapter 7 verse 14, Jesus calls him a young man.
在十四节里面，耶稣叫他是一个少年人。
We expect old people to die.
当一个老年人死亡，我们是预料之中的。
The old must die, but the young may die.
这个年老的一定会死的，但是年轻的可能会死。
I've presided at many gravesides of young people.
我在很多这个年轻人的这个墓地，我在那里主持过。
One was 2 hours old.
一个仅仅是两个小时大。
My own grandchild was 3 months old.
我自己的孙子他是三个月大。
My nephew, age 4, run over by a drunk driver.
我的一个侄儿，他四岁的时候被一个酒驾的一个人来撞死了。
A cousin, 12 years old.
有一个堂弟，十二岁的时候。
Dear friend, 18 years old.
一个很亲密的朋友，十八岁。
The young may die.
年轻人也许会死的。
The story of a widow losing her only son.
这里讲到一个故事，一个寡妇，她失去了她的独子。
Gives great power to the message of the resurrection life.
给复活的生命带来一个极大的一个能力。
When God wanted to choose sorrow, He chose a widow.
当神要讲到痛苦的时候，他来选了一个寡妇。
But He also chose losing an only son.
他也用来失去这个独子这件事情。
Listen to these two verses, please. One from Jeremiah 6:26.
请听这两处圣经，一个是耶利米书六章二十六节。
O daughter of my people, put on sackcloth and roll in ashes, mourn as for an only son. A lamentation most bitter.
我民呐，应当腰束麻布，滚在灰中，你要悲伤如丧独生子。痛痛哭嚎，因为灭命的药忽然临到我们，这是一个最苦痛的一个哀歌。
And God describes in Amos 8:10 the sorrow of departing from the Lord.
在阿摩斯书第八章那里面讲到。这个神他离开的时候这个痛苦。
It says, Then I will turn your festivals into mourning, your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on everyone's loins, baldness on every head. I'll make it like a time of mourning for an only son. The end will be a bitter day.
主耶和华说到那日我必使日头在午间落下使地在白昼黑暗我必使你们的节期变为悲哀歌曲变为哀歌众人腰束麻布头上光秃使这场悲哀如上独生子至终如痛苦的日子一样
I just wanted you to get the sense of the sorrow the widow losing her only son
在这里我想让你们认识到这个寡妇她失去她的独子这里面的苦痛。
Luke 7 verse 13 says, When the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her and said to her, Do not weep.
来到路加七章十三节又讲到主看见的寡妇就怜悯她对她说不要哭。
Are you familiar with the difference between compassion and pity.
你有没有认识到这个怜悯和同情之间的差别呢?
Pity is a deep emotional sorrow. It's a pain that you feel for somebody else.
这个同情是在你里面有一个很深的一个为对于别人的这个同情。
You've heard the expression, I feel your pain.
你也听过这样的一个表述说我能够认识你的痛苦。
Seems like our politicians enjoy that expression.
好像这些政治家他们非常喜欢用这样的一句话。
Pity feels pain and then walks away.
这个同情就能够感觉到这个痛苦但是感觉到以后就离开了。
Jesus didn't have pity. He had compassion.
耶稣并没有同情而他有怜悯
Compassion feels everything pity feels but it does not walk away
怜悯可以能够感觉到这个同情所能感觉到的一切但是他不会就此离开
In chapter 7:13 when the Lord saw her he felt compassion and said to her do not weep
在十三节，主看见他就怜悯他，对他说：“不要哭。”
He didn't only say, "I feel your pain." He said, "I heal your pain."
他在这里说：“他说我能感觉到你的痛苦。”
When he said, "Do not weep," that was accompanied by power.
当他说到不要哭的时候，他就带着能力的。
I've been with sad Christians, and I said, "Don't cry."
我和一些那些难过的基督徒在一起，我跟他们说不要哭。
Don't weep.
不要哭。
And I'm sure they appreciated my attempt to be compassionate.
他们可能感激我，因为我试着来要有怜悯。
But when Jesus said, "Do not weep," he was planning to do something about it.
但是当耶稣说到不要哭的时候，因为他要做一件事情。
His command to her was accompanied with power. It always is.
他给他的命令的时候是带着能力的。
Why would she be weeping? She lost her husband.
他为什么在那里哭？因为他刚刚失去了他的儿子。
And her son?She's taking him to the grave.
她先失去了她的丈夫，然后她的儿子，她是把他带到这个坟墓里面去。
Let me state it as a principle.
我要把这样的一个原则来跟你们讲。
The only future for her son was further corruption.
她儿子唯一的前途就是要更大的朽坏。
That's the resurrection life. It begins with grace. It continues with the compassion of the Lord.
这就是复活的生命，它是从恩典起头，然后接着要带来主的怜悯。
Now let me state the third principle of resurrection life.
我再把复活的生命的第三个原则跟你们讲一下。
The third principle is just the transforming touch.Of our Lord Jesus.
这个第三点就是我们主耶稣他让人更新变化的这个一摸。
It starts by pure grace, it continues by compassionate love, and then the touch of the Lord.
他是从恩典起头，然后又经历了我们主的怜悯，然后就进到他的爱的这样的一个触摸。
Listen to the first part of chapter 7, verse 14, please.
我们看第十四节的前半部分。
He came up and touched the coffin, and the bearers came to a halt.
于是近前按着杠，扛抬的人就站住了。
What a picture. Our Lord Jesus reaches out and touches the coffin, and it comes to a halt.
这是一个何等的图画，我们的主他伸出手来摸了那个棺材，然后这个抬杠的人就停住了。
That went right in the face of the laws of religion at that time.
这就直接来在那个律法的这个宗教的跟他是不相干的。
Don't touch the leper. Don't eat with sinners.
不要摸大麻风的人，不要与有罪的人来同吃。
But our Lord Jesus wasn't concerned about the laws of the religious.
但是我们主他对于这些宗教的律法，他是毫不在意的。
He touched the coffin.
他摸了那个棺材。
It wasn't really a coffin, a casket like we think of today.
不是我们今天我们知道的那个棺材。
It was more like a slab, just a board with maybe some sides on it.
就好像只是一个板子，一定的尺寸的板子。
Sometime I heard that they use wicker work.
有时候觉得他们是用一个什么手工的一个木板。
But is it like a stretcher?
好像就是一个担架一样。
This.Paralyzed dead man was going in the wrong direction.
这个瘫着不动的这个死人，他是在一个相反的方向来走。
Every moment was taking him deeper into corruption.
每一时每一刻都把他带到更深的腐朽的里面。
And on the level of earth, there was no hope.
在外面是没有任何的这个希望的。
Only tears and sadness and pain and grief.
只有眼泪，只有痛苦，只有伤心。
I told you as I introduced this that we're addressing Christians.
当我们开始的时候，我讲到这是对于基督徒来讲的。
Christians by the thousands know nothing of the resurrected life of our Lord Jesus.
成千上万的基督徒，他们对于我们主的复活的生命毫无了解。
They know nothing about victory over corruption.
他们对于在这个腐坏上面来得胜这件事情没有任何的理解。
They know nothing of victory over indwelling sin.
他们对于在这个里面的这个罪没有任何的认识。
I remember so well in my own life longing to be delivered from corruption.
我记得在我的一生里面，我在那里渴望要被从腐朽里面来拯救。
And I'll never forget the day in 1965. When the Lord Jesus put his hand on my coffin and said, stop, halt, it's finished.
我永远也不会忘记在1965年的时候，主他把他的手放在我的棺材上面说，你停了，已经完成了。
You may be shocked, maybe not shocked to hear that many, many Christians, even though they're saved,They're walking on the road to corruption.
不知道你们会不会为这件事情震惊，但是有成千上万的基督徒，虽然他们已经得救了，但是他们还是朝着灭亡的路直奔。
One of my closest friends in Christ is addicted to pornography.
我的一个最亲密的一个基督徒的朋友，他对于这个色情的东西非常上瘾。
Some Christians, without being able to control it, are unthankful and bitter and angry.
有些基督徒他们不能控制自己的情绪，他们不能感恩，他们总是很苦毒。
They have unforgiveness in their hearts.
在他们的心里面带着不能饶恕的这样的光景。
Some are fearful and depressed and anxious.
有些人在那里惧怕。他们来这里很忧郁，他们焦虑。
This story, this man pictures those who are on the way to corruption.
这里面就让我们看见一个图画，那些人去带到一个腐朽的这个路上。
And Jesus, by His grace, shows up and said, "Stop."
耶稣就靠着他自己的怜悯恩典，他出现了，说你们停下来。
I promise you, brothers and sisters in Christ, it's a great day when the Lord Jesus touches your coffin and says, halt.
主里的弟兄姊妹，我跟你们保证，当主伸手摸在你的这个棺材的上面说停下来的时候，这是一个何等伟大的一天。
He wants to put an end to the flesh.
他愿意让肉体来灭亡，消亡。
Passion, temper, bitterness.
你的感情，你的怒气和你的苦毒。
There might be somebody here that you know what I'm speaking about. You want deliverance and you don't know how to get it and you're on your way.As a believer, to further corruption.
也许在我们中间会有那些人，你们知道我所说的。虽然你们已经信主了，但是你们还是在向这个腐坏的路上来直奔。
You need the touch of the Lord.
有需要主 来摸一摸你。
You're not going to get it reading how-to books.
你是来读这些这些秘诀的这些手册，你是得不到这一点的。
You're not going to get it listening to Bible tapes.
你只是听圣经的这个录音，你也得不到的。
It's not the fruit of a Bible conference like we have this weekend.
也不是我们这次特会能带给你的一个果子、果效。
It's not by attending meetings and fasting and praying.
也不是因着你去聚会、你去进食、你来祷告能够得到的。
It's not by accumulating, Bible disciplines and listening to podcasts.
也不是你来听这些讲道来积累你的圣经的知识就能得到的。
I declare to you in the name of the Lord Jesus can stop that path.
我是奉主的名向你宣告，只有主他能够让这个路停下来。
Very interesting in this story, his transforming touch not only stopped.The wrong path, but it turned everything around.
非常有趣的，在这个故事里面看见他的那个一摸，不仅让这朝着错误的方向来停下来，而且他们来转过来就更新变化了。
It's a new direction. It's not just stop hating, but are we loving?
不只是让他们停下来，而是一个。重新的活过来。
It's not just stop cursing, but are you blessing?
不是你要停止在那里咒骂，而是你要开始给人祝福了。
It's not only stop worrying, but are you resting?
不是你在那里仅仅的停止担心，而是你有没有寻到安息。
Has the foul tongue been transformed to the praising tongue?
你是不是你的这个跟随的这个口舌被转变成一个赞美的一个口舌。
Jesus came all the way from Capernaum to put a stop to this young man from Nain.
耶稣从加百农一路赶来，就是来在这个拿因的，让这个年轻人、少年人停下来。
He came all the way from heaven to put his hand on your coffin.
他一路从天降下来，可以让他的手可以放在你的棺材上面。
There's quite a picture here because there were two sizable crowds going in opposite directions.
这里是一个奇妙的一个图画，讲到有两群很多的人，他们在相反的方向来行走。
Listen to Luke 7 verse 12, please.
我们请听十二节。
As he approached the gate of the city, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, she was a widow, and a sizable crowd from the city was with her.
将近城门，有一个死人被抬出来。这人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，有城里的许多人同着寡妇送殡。
I don't know how large a sizable crowd is. I picture a parade.
我不知道这里面讲到许多人到底是多少人，我想好像就像一个来游行一样。
I read this record. I don't know how accurate it is. It might be how it was.
我在这里读到这样的一个记载，我不知道到底是多精确。
In the funeral procession, there would be an orator leading the way.
好像在那个送殡的这个行列里面，是前面是有一个来呼喊的。
A town crier who would be yelling, "He was a good husband. He was a good man. He was a good son. He was a good citizen. He went to synagogue."
这是一个哭病的带领哭病的那个人，他说就是这是一个好人，这是一个好的丈夫，一个好的儿子，他是去每天去会堂的。
And behind the town crier would be the hired mourners. They actually hired people to weep.
在那个带着他们哭丧的那个人的后面是另外的一些被雇来哭病的这些人。
Usually women.
通常情况下是妇女。
Even the poorest family I read would have two flutes and one mourner.
就好像最穷的人他也要有两个吹鼓手还有一个哭病的人。
And behind the mourner would be the coffin.
在哭病的人后面是棺材
then the family,
然后就是他的家人
then the crowd,
然后是众人
Now this sizable crowd was coming out of Nain.
这许多人他们从拿因城出来
But listen to Luke 7:11, please.
但是请听路加福音七章十一节
Afterward, he went to a city called Nain. His disciples were going along with him, accompanied by a large crowd.
过了不多时，耶稣往一座城去，这城名叫拿因，他的门徒和极多的人与他同行。
We don't know how large that crowd was, but now you got two parades coming to each other. One is going toward Nain,One is coming out of Nain.
我不知道这里讲到极多人到底是多少人，但是你看见有两个很大的行列，一个是向着拿因去，一个是从拿因出来。
I looked up the chronology before this miracle. He had already healed the leper.
我们看这个史上的记载，在这个神迹以前，他已经医治了那个麻风病人。
He had already healed the man with palsy.
他已经医治了那个瘸腿的那个人。
He had already spoken to the woman of Samaria, and many of the Samaritans had come to the Lord.
他也向那个撒玛利亚的妇人跟他讲了，让那个很多撒玛利亚人来出来来跟随主。
He had already healed the nobleman's son from Cana.
他也医治了那个迦南那个官的儿子。
He had already healed the centurion servant.
他也医治了那个百夫长的仆人。
Listen to Matthew 4:24, please.
我们请听马太福音第四章二十四节。
The news about him spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all who were ill, those suffering with various diseases, pains, demoniacs, epileptics, paralytics. He healed them.Large crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, from beyond the Jordan.
马太四章二十四节，他的名声就传遍了叙利亚。那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛的和被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的都带了来。耶稣就治好了他们。当下有许多人从加利利、底加波利、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟着他。
Mark 3:10, he had healed many, with the result that all who had afflictions pressed around him.
马可三章十节，他治好了许多人，所以凡有灾病的都挤进来要摸他。
Picture that in your mind, a parade walking in union with Jesus. He had already touched their coffin, turned them around.
你在你的脑海里就想这一个图画，有很多人来跟随耶稣，因为他们已经被他们的棺材已经被耶稣摸着而让被扭转了。
A happy parade, singing, praising God, glorifying the Lord.
是一个快乐的行列，他们在那里祷告，在那里赞美神，给归荣耀归主。
And as the parade going in that direction.Met the parade coming in this direction.
当那个行列往那个方向走的时候，他们就遇上了从那个另外一个相反方向来的行列。
The Lord did a miracle, and the two parades began to go in the same direction.
主做了这样的一个神迹，就让这两个队伍，他们就合在一起朝另外一个方向来回转。
It was a wonderful day, that day, when the parade of sadness was turned to a parade of joy and rejoicing.
那天实在是一个奇妙的日子，因为这个痛苦的这一个队伍就被转变成一个喜乐的一个队伍。
Before my time goes completely, it's almost gone. It's probably gone. Let me give one more principle.
哦，我用时间用完以前，我再给你一个原则。
The resurrection life is redemptive.
复活的生命是拯救的。
Every time the Lord touches one, He touches many.
每一次主摸一个人的时候，他就摸着了很多人。
You gotta believe that this was exciting for that man. The Lord touched him.
你必须相信，当主摸他的时候，那个人他会很激动。
Imagine the reaction. Of course, the mother must have been so thrilled to have her son revived.
你在你想象这个做母亲的，当他看见他的儿子复活以后，他是多么的来激动。
Can you imagine going to a funeral and all of a sudden the dead one sits up?
你能不能想象你到一个葬礼的里面，那个死人突然坐起来了？
I used to work as an assistant in an autopsy room.
我以前曾经在一个做活检的一个不是做那个尸检的一个那个地方，我做过他们的助手。
I had to prepare the bodies before the doctor arrived.
我当这个医生要来以前，我必须把尸体来预备好。
Usually it was okay.
一般情况下来说，没有什么问题。
But one day, as I was washing a body, his hand closed on mine.
有一天，当我在这里洗一个尸体的时候，他的手就抓住了我的手。
Palpitations of the heart.
我的心就在那里剧烈的跳。
Another time, his eyes opened.
还有一次，这个尸体的眼睛张开了。
But Luke 7:15 says he sat up and began to speak. If that ever happened,
七章十五节讲到他坐起来并且说话。如果这件事发生在我身上的话
，We would have changed places, I think.
我想我就和他要换个位置了。
The Bible says, now don't forget, this is the ABCs.
圣经这里说，你记住这是最基本的。
The Bible says he sat up and began to speak.
圣经说他坐起来开始说话。
The Bible doesn't tell us what he said.
圣经并没有告诉我们他说了什么。
Because this is the beginning. When he gives you life, you sit up and you begin to speak.
因为这就是一个起头。当你坐起来的时候，你就开始说话。
My guess is he was full of questions.
我的猜想是他肯定有很多的问题。
What's going on?
发生了什么事？
Where am I?
我到底在哪儿？
Who are these people?
这些人都是谁啊？
Who's that man with his hand on my coffin?
这个伸出手摸棺材的这个人到底是谁？
I remember so well 1965 when I first sat up.
我记得非常清楚1965年当我刚开始坐起来的时候
So confused
我在那里很混淆
So many questions
有那么多的问题
In the next miracle we'll see a progress the girl will begin to walk That's different
在下面的一个神迹里面我们看见事情就有一个进展当那个女孩子她复活以后就开始行走了
Let me just wrap it up. This was not only for that man, it was for his mother.
我在这里要来总结一下，就说这件事情不只是为着那个人的缘故，也是为了他母亲。
When the Lord stops your road to corruption, it's not just for you.
当主把你向腐朽的路来停下来的时候，不只是为你自己而已。
It's for your family.
也是为了你的家人。
It's for your husband, for your wife, for your kids.
为了你的丈夫，为了你的妻子，也是为了你的儿女。
It's It's for your boss. It's for your coach. It's for your teachers.
也是为了你的老板，为了你的教练，也是为了你的老师。
And we read that the whole crowd began to be amazed. It was for everybody.
我们看见这里面的许多人，他们都在那里惊讶，这是为了他们中间的每一个人。
And you know what follows this? The next story, they went to John, who was in prison, John the Baptist at that time.
你知道在这以后发生了什么事呢？他们是到那个在监狱里面的那个施洗约翰的面前。
And you know why he was in prison? He was, well, not that part, but as he was in prison, he began to doubt, began to question.
你知道这个施洗约翰为什么会在监狱，或者说他在监狱里面的时候，他开始在那里有问题，有疑问。
He shows us what to do with our doubts. Send them to Jesus.
他就也向我们显明，当我们有疑问的时候，怎么做，就是要把我们来送到耶稣面前。
Jesus sent messengers back and said, "Say to him, the sick are healed, the dead are raised."
耶稣就差那个信使回去跟他说，你要看见说这个瞎子看见，瘸子行走。
He had to have this in mind. It was the only one that he had raised up.
他在这个把这件事情来救活的时候，他必须一定有这里，在他的头脑里面有这一点呢。
When Jesus touches your life, stops the corruption. It's for you. It's for your family.It's for other discouraged brothers and sisters in Christ.
当主来让你的这个腐朽停下来的时候，是为了你，也是为了你的家人，也是为了那些比较失望的这些弟兄姊妹们。
And it's mostly for the Lord.
但是最主要的还是为了主。
They began to glorify God.
他们就开始来归荣耀给神。
And here we are 2,000 years later.
我们如今2000年以后。
It's for us.
也是向着我们的。
It's always redemptive.
总是那些来有救恩的。
This, brothers and sisters, is the beginning of resurrection life.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们复活生命的起头。
It's by the pure grace of God he shows up.
是靠着神单纯的他的恩典他来出现。
It's by his compassion he loves us.
也是根据他的怜悯他爱我们。
It's by his mighty power he stops the wrong road and turns everything around.
也是靠着他的大能他来停让那个路停下来，完全的转变回来。
And it's always redemptive. It's for the whole body, neighborhood, family, world.
也总是有这个一个蔓延的一个功效，为了整个的他的身体，为整个的这个邻舍。
Let's stop there and let's pray together.
我们停在这里，来一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for this marvelous record.In the book of Luke.
主，我们为着你在路加福音记载下来的这个件大事，我们来感谢你。
And we pray that you might repeat that miracle in our midst.
我们祈求你能够在我们的中间来够重行这样的神迹。
Stop what needs to be stopped.
你让那个该停下来的停下来。
Turn it around for your glory.
为了你自己的荣耀。把一切来转变。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.